But what it does is the Senate and the House come together. We urge the Department of Defense and the congressional delegation here in Missouri to protect, preserve, and promote state military bases and agencies. And, you know, that's the gist of it. I mean, we're very concerned. We're hoping to keep the number of military personnel intact, preserve the defense industry procurement here in Missouri. I'm going to give you just a few facts. I'm not going to go over everything that's in this resolution. If you ever are needing for company and you'd like to hear a two-hour presentation, come by my office. I'd be glad to give it to you. But it's proposed that the United States Department of Army over the next 5 years is going to reduce personnel from 562,000 to 420,000. That the number of Marines in the United States Marine Corps will drop from 202 to 175, Air Force up to 25,000 man and woman cut. Some of the local information that we found with Fort Leonard Wood, which I'm more familiar with, it's in my area, of the cuts that was being considered by the Army, about 52 to 54% of those cuts were originally scheduled to occur at Fort Leonard Wood. So that caused a lot of concern, a lot of local agencies, money that you all have passed in the budget for some of these studies, not just with Fort Leonard Wood, but some of our other areas, is getting some more facts and figures together. Some of the concerns that we have is Whiteman Air Force Base near Knob Noster. It's the 509th Bomb Wing, and it's the only Air Force unit that operates a B-2 Spirit stealth bomber. United States Army Maneuver Support Center at Fort Wood, and its chemical, biological, nuclear, and radiological school, as well as military police and the engineering school. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency in Arnold, Missouri. The Missouri National Guard here in Jefferson City. The Theater Aviation Sustainment Maintenance Group in Springfield, the 139th Airlift Wing in St. Joe. That gentleman was in the building today, one of the local groups, visiting with the Senator from Buchanan and others. And I was very, very pleased to meet him, and he's on board trying to help us, as well as Whiteman and all the other groups that's been mentioned. I could go on and on. I won't completely bore you with some of these facts. If in reading this you have questions, please come to me. I think that one of the things I would like to point out, why is this so important this year? Why are we doing this again after a couple years ago? First of all, we've expanded the resolution to include a few more things. We've got some new congressional people in Washington, but the cuts that's being discussed with sequestration, some of the other things that's going on, it's tremendous and unprecedented uncertainty surrounding how these Department of Defense budgeting will be executed in the widespread consensus that the primary question is whether or not defense spending is not, whether or not it's reduced. We know that's going to occur. It's just how deep and far-reaching will these cuts be. And so we kind of want to protect our own, so to speak. In other words, we have a sizable military footprint in Missouri, but it's extremely important. Just Fort Leonard Wood alone, when we study the local impact of the area, it's something like $40 billion. So that money and some of the research that goes on, some of the production is extremely important. One of the reasons we'd like to get this done earlier in session than usual, on February 17th of this month, the Military Appreciation Day here at the Capitol will be occurring. There will be a lot of brass. Major General Leslie Smith from Fort Leonard Wood and like officials from the different air wings and Whiteman will be here.